Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello and welcome to the Empire Roundtable. I'm your host, John Tyler, and today we are joined by Lauren Cole. Lauren, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. So, Lauren, let's just jump right into it. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Okay. My name is Lauren Cole. I've been a makeup artist for many years for the fashion industry and a celebrity makeup artist.
And where did you find your passion for this?
I found my passion. I was actually studying art. Philadelphia College of Art. I was going to be an art teacher, and I was approached by the Ford agency, and I signed a modeling contract. I modeled for 8 years, and I requested to do my own makeup. And what happened was a lot of the photographers loved my work, asked if they could hire me, and I moved forward to the other side of the camera.
That's awesome. So, what do you find to be the biggest challenge in your profession?
I don't know that I find a challenge. What I find really gratifying is taking a person who never felt, you know, great about themselves, never thought they were attractive, and giving them a full makeover, and I always say with 20 subtle changes makes one big difference. So I do give a lot of private makeup lessons. I also teach a lot of aspiring makeup artists. It's relatively simple working on a model, but to take a person, especially one that didn't have great self-esteem, and helping them, it makes me feel so gratified.
Absolutely. Is it hard to balance a makeup session with a model, and if you had to compare that to maybe a bride?
Generally, models are more comfortable in front of a camera. Brides can be very nervous on their wedding day. I always suggest have a glass of champagne, just chill.
Well, that's the answer to everything, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, just one simple glass, nothing more.
Absolutely. So, is there a particular client that you've had that maybe still sticks out with you? Is there a particular client that you feel you connected with as you were working?
So many of them. I mean, I would have to say I've been very, very fortunate, except for maybe a handful of people. All my clients have been wonderful. Some a little more nervous, a little bit apprehensive, but generally there's wonderful results, and I'm very comfortable working with people. And I also feel it's my job if I'm on a professional shoot, regardless. They're in my chair before they move forward, and it's my job to make them feel wonderful. If a model has a request, I want my lips a little fuller, I don't want my eyebrows so pronounced, I listen, because I know what it's like to be in front of the camera, mm-hmm. and I just want whomever I'm working with to feel extremely comfortable. It's about them, more or less.
Right. And so, Lauren, I'm on your website right now. I'm looking at your bio, and I see here that you are an author of one book.
Oh, I'm the author of The Complete Book of Makeup. I also write freelance beauty articles.
And tell us a little bit about that.
I was approached to do the book, and I did the book, and it's sold very, very well. And it's more or less, it's not a tabletop book, but it's an instructional book. And I do a lot of contouring, and I reveal a lot of my tricks of the trade. They're all based on my experience. I also have a lot of fun anecdotes. I always like a humor in something.
Absolutely. So, for someone in your profession, do you find it difficult at all to have to compete with the social media aspect of it? Plenty of people on YouTube are doing makeup tutorials. Plenty of people on Instagram are taking videos and uploading those to Instagram of makeup tutorials. Do you find that to be difficult, or are you finding that your touch cannot even be be even replicated?
You know what? I have to say I've never really paid attention to other makeup artists. I just literally have always competed with myself. And I like to see other people become successful. As I mentioned, I teach a lot of aspiring makeup artists. I've been a guest speaker at the bigger schools. I like to see other makeup artists move forward. I like to see them find success, especially the ones that I've more or less taught or tutored. I get enough of my own work, so I'm very happy. And I don't want to work 6 days a week, 10 hours, days anymore anyway, because I've been focusing on my fine art. So,
wow.
So it's all wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick, what do you hope for the future?
I hope I want to continue doing my makeup. I've always loved it. It's always fun for me. I'm also, as I mentioned, I'm focusing on my fine arts. I'm starting to have exhibits. I'm starting to sell my work. I do commissions for pet portraits.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's all really good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to send everyone to your website that I am on. It is a beautiful website. There's actually two of them. The first one is laurencole.com, LaurinCole.com. Again, Laurin as in Nancy, Cole.com. You can also go to laurencoleart.com to see the wonderful works that Lauren has done. Again, that is laurencoleart.com. You can also email. The email is Lauren, L-O-R-I-N as in Nancy, the number 6, NYC, at AOL.com. Again, that is Lauren6NYC at AOL.com. Or you can call. The number is 917-306-0120. Lauren, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was our pleasure. And for the listeners, we will be right back.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with a mouthful, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.